something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. One whose heart is in his giving. Not giving, you know, for to impress human beings, no. But giving from your heart to be a true helper. Yeah. So God loves such. So, oh boy, this is wonderful. I'm going to read this back to you. I'm going to read this to you from the Amplified Translation. I'm going to read real fast, and I want you to follow exactly what it says. It says, we're reading from the eighth verse. It says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. He's able to do it, and so he wants to do it, and you let him do it then. So that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Look at that. He makes you a giver. Glory be to God. Yeah. Verse 10. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources. See, he'll multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Boy, I love it. And then look at the next verse. Thus, you'll be enriched in all things and in every way so that you can be generous. And your generosity, as it is, administered by us, will bring forth thanksgiving to God. You see, when you give, think about it. Who gets praised when you give? That'll tell you what happened to your giving. Who gets praised when you give? It'll tell you what happens to your giving. Who gets praised? And you look at what Paul the Apostle writes here to this church in Corinth. He says, when you give, thanks go to God. Praise goes to God. Look at that. It'll bring forth thanksgiving to God. Oh, boy. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. I'm going to have to read this again to you. Look at it again. Now, go back to the King James Translation. And just see, it's shorter here. It says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving to God. Now, go on to the next verse. For the administration of this service not only supplied the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Many thanksgiving. It says, when you give like this, it doesn't only solve the problem that those who received were going through, but it provides thanksgiving to God. Many, because many people were blessed by your giving. So he says, now there's a lot of thanksgiving going up to God. It matters. Those are sacrifices that go up to God. Wow, wow, wow. For example, all of those healings that you saw during the healing streams, and many of you gave to make those things happen. You gave to set up centers. Many of you gave. You gave a lot to organize those programs all over the world. And then people got healed, thanking God. Thanking God that they got the magazine. Thanking God that they heard about the program. Thanking God. Lots of thanksgivings going to God. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So he says, for the administration of this service not only supplied the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. Wow. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. That means his indescribable gift. Wow. So this month of November is the month of increase. The month of increase. Oh, glory be to God. There's increase for you. The word is gone forth to cause increase in your life. Increase in your life. Grace for increase. Grace for increase. Extraordinary increase in your life. Hallelujah. There's increase for you. Blessed be God. Go ahead and thank him by yourself. It's your month of increase. Thank him by yourself. So to increase you in every way. There's abundant grace for you. It's your month of increase. Thank him by yourself. It's your month of increase. Hallelujah. Korabakanda laga congres kevra de la gosto shalahades. Claranongo bara la kunda sibra hagedestis. Now we have a very special one on December the 1st. December the 1st. Into Saturday is the global day of prayer. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that was beautiful. Do you have your Healing to the Nations magazine? This is for the month of November. Make sure to have yours. And perform more miracles with them. Then your Rhapsody of Realities in every language in various categories we have for the teenagers and then for early readers, for kids. And remember, we also have them in the Braille version for those who have problems with their sight and are trained to read the Braille. So, for lots of materials to help you grow in your Christian life, go to the Pastor Chris Digital Library. You use the Rhapsody app and get more materials to study, learn God's word real quick, build your spirit strong. I want you to go into a moment of prayer. Thank you, Lord. You know, we had this healing streams just a weekend ago. It was just wonderful. We're getting testimonies from all over the world. It's amazing. And I hope you've had some time to participate in the Festival of Miracles that we've been showing on the Healing Streams TV. Make sure to be a part of it. Showing more. Later tonight, you'll be seeing some more. Make sure to watch. It's every day. Amazing indeed. Lots and lots of testimonies from
around the world. Oh, glory to God. Mancora sola grida hargesta soja salamantikia. Levra toga soja salamanti. Krila govra sila aragasto sholamanta. Kamblenina govra dila costo shoso fratila hamreni. Krila gasoja salamachai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, all for your glory. Ka Jesu blaktora manka sia, liba kara de la kose paka tora manke taliga destes. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So this week we'll still be having the Festival of Miracles, and make sure to watch. The schedule is on the screen. And if we haven't heard your testimony yet, call us to share your testimony. We all want to hear it. We're going to do a song of praise. Thank you very much. We're going to be closing the service. We will do a song titled, Lord, You Are Wonderful. Now remember, when you receive salvation or you receive healing from God, everything that God gives to you, there are two important things that you must bear in mind. Number one is your testimony. It's important to testify. Number two is staying in the Word of God. And that's why we teach the Word of God so much and make the Word of God available to you on every available platform. Now, make sure to get your Rhapsody of Realities, our daily devotional guide. Because in here, every day we have special articles just so you can be taught the Word of God. And there's a new edition every month. So each day of the month, there's a message to read and study with several scriptural references to help your study. It's very important. It'll help you learn the Word of God real quickly. You'll know so much in a short time. Plus that, if you go to the Pastor Chris Digital Library, you'd find lots of materials, videos and audio messages of various topics that'll help you. So get these things and build your spirit. Build your spirit. Many have built their physical bodies. Many have built their intellect. But not many have built their spirit. And the most important of your personality is your spirit. So make sure to do that today. Make sure to do it now. So for all the partners, we'll be looking forward to seeing you at IPPC 2023. Thank you for joining us today. I pray the Lord will bless you and give you this beautiful month of increase.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.